Graham Thompson here, 94.1 and 98.7 Moose FM. I'm joined by the president of the Volunteer Firefighter Association, William Elliott, as well as president of the Elliott Lake Emergency Food Bank, Len Kutchaw. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Good morning, Graham.
So right now, you are currently taking registration for the Christmas hampers. For anyone interested, all the details, the days and times you can go do that are in the event calendar, myalgomamanitoulinnow.com. But this is all leading up to the food drive as well, which is going on, and it's just been announced. Can you tell me some of the details for that?
Yes. So the Elliott Lake Fire Service has done an annual food drive in the community for over 30 years. Most people will be familiar in the past. We used to do a community-wide door-to-door. Because of COVID, obviously, things had to change. So last year, for the first time, we did a virtual food drive. It went over very well. The people of the community were extremely generous. Because we're still under the, you know, under the shadow of COVID, we've decided that we need to do the same thing again. So what we're going to do is we're going to be set up in what is the old Civic Center parking lot on Highway 108 in Elliott Lake on Saturday, December 4th. We'll be there from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll have a round driveway so that people can pull in, make their donation, drive around, and leave without having to back up. We'll have volunteers there to help guide them through. We'll have people there to accept their donations. This year, we'll be accepting cash, checks payable to the Elliott Lake Emergency Food Bank. As well, thanks to the City of Elliott Lake, we'll have a machines there so we can accept Visa or debit donations as well.
But this year, there will be no food items, correct?
That's right. Because of COVID protocols, we're asking people to as much as we know they like to do that, because it's a little more tangible for people to, you know, hand over a can of this or a box of that. It's much safer to provide money.
Len, I think when people are donating money, oftentimes they don't necessarily know where that money is actually going and what it's going to do. What is all of this money going towards?
There's two parts to this, Graham. The money will go to purchasing the food that we put in the hampers, but it also goes to stocking the shelves. As William said, in the past when they had collected food items, we were able to put pack hampers, and the excess food went into storage and went on our shelves. So the money that is raised goes directly for food product. And right now, based on last year's efforts, we were able to use it to buy by bulk, which was great, because we were able to start the new year off with a fully stocked food bank, and we didn't have to worry about, you know, where we were going to get the money to buy the food items that was there.
And the amazing thing about this is that it's not just helping people out during the holiday season. What you're saying is it's going to help people out beyond that too.
Exactly. It ensures that we start the new year off with a good supply of food product to hand out in our monthly hampers that go to our clients.
Amazing. And so this is all going on Saturday, December 4th in the former Civic Center parking lot from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. As Len and William said, they'll be accepting cash, check, debit, or Visa donations. And all of that information will be in the event calendar, myalgomamanitoulinnow.com. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Graham. We really appreciate your time and all of your listeners' time. And we hope everybody comes out in the spirit of the season and supports this worthy cause.
On my behalf too, Graham, to everyone, this is a great community, a generous community. I thank the Moose for their support and the citizens in our town. Thank you.